This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Across the globe, democracy is under siege, and the people continue to battle back. Nine prominent Hong Kong democracy advocates face trial today on charges of organizing an unauthorized assembly in August of 2019. Among the defendants, veteran octogenarian lawyer and reputedly Hong Kong's father of democracy, Martin Lee, and the media tycoon Jimmy Lai. Other defendants include Lee Chuk-yan.
Witnesses that law become a legal, law become an instrument of political suppression and political prosecution. It is very sad to witness the deterioration of the rule of law in Hong Kong into a rule by fear.
Lee held a banner saying peaceful assembly is not a crime. Shame on political prosecution. Buddhist monks were at the forefront of marches in Yangon and Mandalay on Tuesday as anti-coup protesters in Myanmar worked to keep up the momentum of opposition to the February 1st military takeover. The support of the Buddhist clergy is important as it will be seen as bestowing moral authority on the protest movement. In a uprising against military rule in 2007, monks played such a key part that it became known as the Saffron Revolution after the color of their robes. A rocket attack in northern Iraq late Monday killed a contractor for the U.S.-led coalition and injured at least nine other people. A little-known group, Saraya Arriba al-Dam, claimed responsibility for the attack. Iraqi officials saying the group has ties to Iran, White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
We're still working through attribution with our Iraqi partners to determine precise attribution for this attack. Obviously, that's a priority. I will convey that we are outraged by a lot.
This is VOA News. An overcrowded bus drove off a bridge and into a canal in central India on Tuesday, killing at least 42 people. Police and witnesses at the scene say the bus was traveling from Sidhi district to Satna early Monday when the driver lost control as it crossed the bridge over the canal. They say the bus was completely submerged and local officials ordered the water cut off from the canal to aid the search and rescue process. Iran's foreign ministry on Monday criticized U.S. President Joe Biden for retaining sanctions against Iran that were imposed by former President Donald Trump, calling it a matter of shame. Foreign Ministry spokesman Saeed Khatibzadeh. He said the United Nations has not changed from the Trump era regarding the imposition of sanctions, and this could be a matter of shame for those who founded their election campaign on distancing themselves from the Trump administration's bullying policies. Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. from the Iranian nuclear accord in 2018, a deal that had curbed Iran's uranium enrichment capabilities in exchange for the lifting of economic sanctions. A year after the U.S. pullout, Iran decided to decrease its commitments in the deal.
I'm here from San Antonio, and we got snow in front of the Alamo. I don't live too far, but man, you never think you see the day until you got snow coming down like this.
It's a curious sight, snow falling on one of the U.S. most storied landmarks, the Alamo, where legendary Americans Davy Crockett and Jim Bowie met their tragic end in a fight against Mexico, typically a near-desert setting, now looking more like a Christmas card. A winter storm dropping snow and ice also sent temperatures plunging across the southern plains, prompting a power emergency in Texas a day after conditions canceled flights and impacted traffic across large swaths of the U.S. Rotating power outages were initiated by the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, early Monday morning, meaning thousands went without electricity for short periods as temperatures fell into the teens near Dallas and 20s around Houston. The World Health Organization has granted an emergency authorization to the coronavirus vaccine made by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. The move should allow the UN Health Agency's partners to ship millions of doses to countries as part of a UN-backed program to tame the pandemic. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting by remote, and this is VOA News. We'll be right back.